Thank you, Madam Chair. So we will respond in a consecutive order as the questions we have posed. So we will answer each question as was posed. So the first question was from Mr. Daiberi regarding issue one. This was related how the implementation of UN committee's views are in place after 2016 amendments. So basically, this amendment introduced two important steps. The first is that after the UN committee delivers or renders decision views, under international law, we know that this is just recommendation, but 2016, the Georgian government self-imposed this as a mandatory to execute, and there are two possibilities. The first, this is a possibility to get recommendations, monetary recommendations, before the domestic courts, and the procedures are explicitly defined under the Administrative Procedure Code, so they can approach the court and get compensations based on that, and we already have the practice on that. And second is the reopening of proceedings. So if the committee finds violations with respect to the court issues, the applicant can address the national courts and they can open the trials. The second question was regarding which institutions are responsible to implement ICCPR recommendations in practice. So basically, when it comes to preparing the monitoring reports, for instance, this is Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which coordinates the whole procedures. And then it also includes the parliamentary oversight, because this has to be submitted to the parliament, and Public Defender's Office and NGOs are also engaged in these procedures. Then I will respond to question regarding PDO's mandate. It was mentioned that during the COVID, the mandate was suspended, but I would like to update the honorable member of the committee that even during the COVID period, the National Preventive Mechanism had unimpeded access to the penitentiary service. We implemented particular regulations, COVID regulations, so we allowed the public defender to continue its mandate even during pandemic, and we also have statistics how many visits the National Preventive Mechanism has done during these procedures. Before we move to the second issue, I would like to ask the representative from government administration regarding the question how the first national human rights strategy was assessed before we elaborated the second one.